Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
What's trending now?
Yo!
Kristen knows. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I was telling Mo this. I'm not going to lie. I felt a little vindicated when I saw Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce talking about his interaction with Coach Andy Reid on the sidelines during the Super Bowl. Because I was even hesitant to bring up how I really felt when I watched Travis Kelce, who was upset about a bad play, wanted to get in, came up to his coach, screamed in his face, and
Bumped him
to the point coach lost his footing and kind of like stumbled. And it was, for myself watching, it was very off-putting. I didn't think it was a good look. And it was honestly, I felt it like it was into red flag territory.
It certainly is, even in the world of sports, that's inappropriate. That's yes. Crossing a line. And I had a very different feeling about it than you did. I didn't think about the anger ramifications. I thought, here's a guy in the heat of the moment in one of the biggest games of his life that wants to be part of the process of winning. And I think in our testosterone football-y world, that's almost looked like, I want to be next to that guy on the field. He's so fiery about it.
Yeah, I grew up playing football. I've watched football my whole life. I've seen it a lot of times. My only thought was it would certainly probably be different if it were a different player. A player who wasn't as good, a black player, probably would be very different. But I didn't at all think about what that would look like for as far as Taylor Swift and his home life.
And, yeah, just I think women on the whole, generalizing, had a different take on what that looked like from the sidelines than you guys did. And so on their podcast, New Heights with Jason and Travis Kelce, they discussed this. And Travis's brother, Jason, I mean, he called him out for it.
People are all over this. And I mean, I get it. I can't.
You cross the line. I think we can both agree on that.
I can't get that fired up to the point where I'm bumping coach and it's getting him off balance and stuff. When he stumbled, I was just like, oh, my head.
Let's be honest. The yelling in his face too is over the top. I think there's better ways to handle this.
Yeah, I know. I'm a passionate guy. I just wanted to let him know that I wanted this thing and that he can put it on me and I got him.
He also, Travis, admitted to having some trouble controlling his emotions.
Sometimes those emotions get away from me, man, and that's been the battle of my career. But everybody else, I don't give a what anybody else says. I talked to Coach Reid about it today, and we kind of chuckled about it. I just love playing for the guy, man.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, sometimes my passion comes out where it looks like it's negativity, but I'm grateful that he knows that it's all because I want to win this thing.
And Coach Reid was aware of how the incident would look on TV.
It's definitely unacceptable, and I immediately wish I would have took it back. Coach Reid actually came right up to me after that and didn't even have harsh words for me. I was ready to get a chewing, and he just let him know, hey, man, I love your passion. I got cameras on me all over the place, man. You don't want
He's
things to come
you know
off.
Not to be like that.
And, man, it just made me, just fired me up even more to go out there and get a victory for him, man.
So you feel like, and I want you to speak for every woman on the planet,
hi, I have a vagina, and I will speak for you if you also have one.
Save that?
Nice little tagline.
Save it? So you don't think that's a compartmentalized thing here? You think angry at work, angry at home?
Potentially.
Okay.
I think it's something that should be noted. Mm-hmm. I think he made a mistake. He apologized to his coach. I didn't really hear an apology per se, but he's admitting that he was out of line. And I think, okay, you did this, now rectify your behavior. If it happens again, mm-hmm. when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And I don't want to say it's a problem in the NFL, but it is known that these players, because of that testosterone or whatever you want to call it, run hot, get fiery, and there's domestic violence issues in the NFL.
Well, they're domestic violent issues in every industry. And I don't know that that's fair.
For sure.
Exactly. But I'm saying because that is there and you know that, you just have to like file it away. So do I say cancel them? Do I say, no, none of that stuff. But it's something that should be noted. Now on to something a little lighter. Jason was surprised when he saw Taylor chug a beer in the VIP suite.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know what was going on at first. I was sitting behind him and I saw him go for the drinks. And then I was like, oh, this is happening. Chug. I'm like, oh, she's getting after it. Pretty cool.
This is on the Jumbotron. Nice.
Jumbotron. Oh,
and then the slam down.
That's what I'm saying.
She's done this before.
She's a pro. I mean, not her first rodeo.
She's a pro.
I saw so many pictures of her after the Super Bowl at parties, having just this incredible time. I just don't understand how people can't like her, like why they're booing her. I guess it's oversaturation at this point.
Yeah.
But man, she just seems like this down-to-earth superstar that does good for people 24/7. So for anybody to boo her, I just don't get it, man.
It's not her fault. And I don't think there's anything she can do to change it. It's oversaturation. That's all it is.
All right, coming up in your next entertainment buzz, Bieber was asked to be a part of the Super Bowl halftime show. Why he turned down the offer in your next entertainment buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.